This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out on Old Dan again at this time, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, pastor here at Radio Missions, where the gospel is going out. Let's get back to our study. We're looking there in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, and we had come down to where Joshua was leading the children of Israel around the city of Jericho that it might be taken. We'd seen there where the spies had sought out Rahab, and she was waiting there with a scarlet line in the window. And now we come to that seventh day, going around the walls seven times, and they believed it. Those folks believed it. Now, listen, I believe that Jericho was going to fall, don't you? And then they believed it too. The children of Israel believed it. But what about those folks that were inside? They knew nothing about it. No, they knew nothing about it. Just like many of our folks who have never been awakened to their lost condition, never been troubled about their soul. I tell you, it's terrible. Terrible. I'd be there myself, my friend, except the Lord, by His grace and by the Holy Spirit, awakened me one day and gave me grace to go there and listen to the trail, listen to the pastor, listen to the truth, listen to the truth. It was faith, expecting. It was expecting. I was going there to church on a regular basis, expecting this day be the day that the Lord saves this poor sinner. Listen to what the scripture said. What things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. That's Mark 11:24. If you get time, after a while, go there and read that verse. Pastor Shelton told the story of this missionary who labored for years and saw not a single soul to his ministry. Sometimes we get that same feeling. When some of his far distant friends in England wrote him saying they wish to make him a present and asked him to specify what it should be, and he answered, "A communion set." "A communion set," they said. "Yes, send me a communion set. I want a communion set. We're going to have folks, we're going to need a communion set. We're going to eat the Lord's Supper together." A communion, months after the set arrived, more than a dozen converted natives sat down with old Moffat, the old evangelist, the old missionary, to remember the Lord's death. By the time that communion set got there, dozens of them sat down with him, remembering the Lord's death. I want to tell you something, friend. You and I, we need to believe the Lord. The scripture says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." Now, I know that we have a watered-down version of believing. I'll tell you this story of a man I used to hear on the radio at late night coming home from one of the mission places, and I would hear this man, and he was a patriotic, very gracious man, told a lot of war stories, but then he would bring a little message, a little devotional, I call it, at the end of his message, and he would encourage folks to trust the Lord, trust the Lord. And he'd say, "Now, you want to be saved? You want to be saved? Pray this prayer. You want to be saved? Pray this prayer." And most folks say, "Yeah, I want to be saved." He said, "Now," he read the prayer. "Jesus, I'm sorry I've sinned against thee, and I'm sorry I did this, and I'm sorry I did that, and I'd like to be saved." And he said, "Now, that's your prayer. That's your prayer. You prayed that prayer, you saved." And, oh, my friend, I raised my eyebrows and looked at my wife. And to hear the watered-down gospel, that's what we call a watered-down gospel. We have that all over America right now. Pastors and preachers standing behind their pulpit, giving out that little invitation to come down to the front, shake that preacher's hand. That preacher has no more saving grace in his hand than a frog does, my friend. I know. I was there. That's what happened to me. I went down there and shook that little preacher's hand one night, and he told me I was saved. They baptized me that same night. And I went on down the road a few days, joined the Sunday school class, went in there. Never had been in the Sunday school class in my life. And we got out, had an elderly gentleman taught the Sunday school, gracious old man. And when we come out, about half a dozen men lit up their cigarettes and their cigars and stood around on the outside smoking until 11 o'clock service come on. I said, my, you know, I thought folks had a new, no, I found out that they had just as much as most folks had and much as I did. But the Lord never left me there. I just have to give you this word of testimony. The Lord never left me there. I have a great love for the providence of God, and by the providence of God, the Lord put me in touch with the old trailblazer, old Pastor L.R. Shelton Sr., back there under an old gospel tent, I call it. Brought an old-fashioned gospel message. Why you call it old-fashioned, Trailblazer? Because it was the truth. It talked about the total depravity of man, talked about the sovereignty of God, talked about how that Christ came to seek and to save lost sinners. It never had anything to do. His message never mentioned making a decision for Jesus, never mentioned shaking his hand, none of those things. And the Lord took that message home to my heart after a few nights there. I believe the first night I ever heard him, I knew that I was missing something. I did. I knew I was missing something, my friend. But listen, after the Lord deals with your heart, there comes that believing, trusting. The Bible says that Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. Listen, we have to believe him. Faith is an expectancy. Did you know that? Faith not only in the salvation of a sinner, but faith in expecting things in your home to happen. In this work here, I believe day by day as I go out, I go forth, I'm looking for the Lord to save sinners. I'm believing. I'm like that man, send me a communion set. I'm going to need it for long. Well, we have folks, once in a while, the Lord saves one, not in masses, not to masses. I tell folks, you know how you can tell where the truth is being preached, my folk? They say, well, how you do that, Pastor? I said, you go down the road, down the highway, and you see a big church out on the front there with a big sign, all that, and the cross and the steeple and all that stuff. And the parking lot is slam full on Sunday morning. There's no truth going out there, my friend. People won't have the truth. You know that? I had a black man call me not long ago from St. Louis, Missouri. He said, Mr. Trailblazer, I want to tell you I'm a black man as a sovereign grace preacher. Sovereign grace. I said, my, that sounds like a very odd combination, don't it? He said, you right about that. There's not many of us folks preach the sovereignty of God. I said, well, let me ask you something. How big a congregation you have, brother? He said, I got 14. I said, well, it sounds to me like you're preaching the truth. Because where the truth is preached, you don't have many. I know that the Lord can send them. I know that. I'm not limiting the Lord. But I'm saying as a rule today, folks want smooth preaching. They want the smooth thing. They want to hear Jesus loves everybody. They want to hear that. And then when I go to funerals all over the country or conduct funerals, once in a while I go to other funerals, and I hear the preacher stand up there and talk about Uncle Joe and Uncle Tom and Aunt Mary, what a gracious soul they was and all that, and going on to be with the Lord. And you look into Uncle Tom's background, you look there a little bit, you'll find a hell devil. Oh, my friend, the preachers don't have guts enough. Don't have guts enough. Someone called me about a funeral the other day, and I asked him what the preacher said. He said he didn't say a thing except how gracious this poor old lady was. All of the accolades, all the laurels that he put upon her. My friend, that's watered down the gospel. That's what's going on in our religious world today. Did you know that? It is. I asked you to take stock. Are you saved? Are you rooted and grounded? Do you have a new heart? Do you have a new life? Do you have a new spirit? Do you have a new hope? Well, I'm doing just as good as I can. I want to tell y'all something. I'm recommending this book by Mr. John Ashworth entitled The Strange Tales. It is one of the most gracious books I've ever read, set there in England in the 1800s. And this old man, Mr. John Ashworth, was a preacher, and he created a church called the House of the Destitute. He went into the highways and the gutters and the hedges, in the brothels and in the places of filth and rags, and got those folks out and got them to come into church, and how the Lord saved many, many of them, and they gave their testimony. And I could read you. I've been reading it through the second time now. Strange Tales. And I'll make you this offer. If you don't like it, if it doesn't bless your heart, you can keep it, and I'll send you money back. I guarantee you, I'll send you the money back. I'll take the money out of my pocket. I gave a pastor one the other day. And I said, I want to tell you this will revolutionize your preaching. If you'll just promise me you'll read it. And he did. He promised me he'd read it. So I'm looking forward to hearing from him. But listen, faith, we're looking at faith, walking with the Lord, just walking with him. In the morning, walk with him out there to your job. Maybe you catch the bus while you're waiting for the bus. Walk with the Lord. You talk with the Lord. And listen, my friend, through the day, there's your workbench. There on a back 40 out there baling hay early of a morning. Just believe the Lord. You can trust the Lord. I guarantee you, that you can trust the Lord. Walk with him day in, day out. Just believe. A life of faith. A life of faith is just believing. Is that the way you're living, friend? Is that the way you're living? Is that your hope, or you just have no sound footing? We sang that song the other night in church. On Christ a solid rock I stand, all of the ground is sinking sand. Can you sing that? I can. You know what is your hope, my friend? I was speaking about the two foundations, one man built on the sand, one man built on the rock. Which one of them you think stood when the winds blew and the time come of adversity? Oh, my friend, but listen, our time gets by so quick, but we'll be back next day, tomorrow, for our next time. And I just appreciate you folks helping me with the broadcast. Many of you have done that since we've gone on these new stations. And a lady sent me $1,000 the other day. Said, Pastor, put that on them new broadcasts. That's the way the Lord supplies the money here. Oh, no, we don't have any. We're not endowed by any philanthropists and all those things. But we have folks with a giving spirit. Did you know what this old lady told me one time? She said, Pastor, I know I'm saved because the Lord loves a cheerful giver, and I'm a cheerful giver. And I've spoken about giving in the last few days and got under some people's old rhinoceros hide a little bit. And they accused me of begging for money. If you know me, you know that I've never done that. I've just asked you to help me if you can. Just help me if we can. I have folks send me a dollar. I have folks send me a dollar every week. Some send me. Pastor Shelton told me he laid it back there in your years ago, sent him a 3-cent stamp every week. Back when stamps were 3 cents. That's a long time ago, isn't it? Sent him a 3-cent stamp every week. And I praise the Lord. I have two or three prisoners that send me stamps. And that's all they can do. They say, Pastor, this is all I can do. And I that's just like money. Just like money. But I praise the Lord. He supplies our needs, our physical needs, our spiritual needs. And I'm asking you to pray for the old Trailblazer. But this is the old Trailblazer, Pastor Albert Pendarvis. I'm happy to be back with you. And we're going on day by day by the grace of God. We're not going to give up. Don't worry about the old Trailblazer giving up. We're going to go on as long as the Lord gives us breath, as long as we can raise our head, get up here by this recording studio and bring you God's message. And I do love you, my friend. The old Trailblazer has a heart big as a pumpkin. I love folks. And I wish you'd write me and tell me that you're praying for me. And then remember my mailing address. It's the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana 70785. But more importantly, my website, radiomissions.org. Go there and look us up. If you would, let me hear from you. Goodbye and God bless you.